Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
So have you been watching the World Cup at all? I would assume you have.
Yep.
Did you stay up till midnight last night?
I did. I stayed up till the very end.
The Netherlands lose.
Yep. I regretted it this morning, but last night I was having a lot of fun. I would like to watch the Mexico game that starts at 9, but I probably am not going to stay up for that two nights in a row. And the Morocco Netherlands game was kind of a better game, more important game for me to watch. So yeah, and I mean, who knows? I could watch the first 45 minutes of the Mexico game, and they could be winning or losing, and it's not worth staying up. So
yeah. I'm gonna check in, and if it seems like it's a good game and there's some action going on, I'll probably watch. Yeah. But if it's not, like if it's 0-0 or like one team is running away with it, I might just go to bed.
Yep,
because U.S. plays tomorrow night.
Well, but they play early, though, 6, so that's not so bad.
I thought it was a little later.
No, it's 6. No, okay. Yeah, they're the middle game.
Who's got the late game?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, it was a rough day, man, yesterday for Europe. Germany and Netherlands both got knocked out, so.
Yep. But. Yes, so far the teams that have made it... The only non-surprise is what would be Brazil.
France winning today wasn't a surprise.
France,
yeah,
they ran away with that today.
Yeah, really, those were the two.
Canada.
Because most of the other.
But.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a super... I mean, those teams are kind of evenly matched, so I think it was kind of a toss-up. But I wouldn't say that was like a super big surprise. But, you know, Paraguay beating Germany's... pretty crazy. And I don't even think Morocco beating Netherlands is that crazy of a like upset or anything. Morocco's
the way they played,
really good team.
I think I felt like the Netherlands just did not attack like they normally do. It was very surprising.
I mean, it was a fun game. It was an interesting game, but it was definitely, I felt like Morocco deserved the win for sure. But
we're hanging in there.
Okay.
Did you see Toy Story?
We did. Yeah. So I loved the movie, but the experience was one of the worst experiences I've had at a movie theater. So Tori got the tickets, and she didn't realize she got the tickets. So we usually go to the Sperry House in downtown Holland.
Oh, okay.
They have two different locations, one in Holland and one in Benton Harbor, I think it is, something like that. So it's a smaller local place, but it's really cool because like the seats are really nice. You can order food, like they have a bunch of different food options, and they'll bring it to you, and you can eat dinner while you're eating and all that kind of stuff. But one of the movie theaters they have is what they call the Playhouse. Okay. So it's a normal movie theater, but then like right to the right of the like seats is like a slide and a play place for kids. So you can take like little kids and they can play in the play place while you're watching a movie. And that's where Tori got the tickets from. So it was just crazy. I mean, kids running all over, making all sorts of noise. And like, of course they were making the most noise during like the most emotional part of the movie and all of that kind of stuff. So I'm like, man, we need to go watch it again. Like, I mean, we were able to watch it. I was able to catch everything, but like, I'm definitely like, man, that was not as enjoyable as it should have been. So I'm like, we need to go probably watch it again in theaters. So
that was almost like a similar story where it was not the location as much. It was the people sitting around me, and it was one of the Mr. Rogers movies. I think it was like, Thank You for Being a Neighbor or whatever. Won't You Be My Neighbor?
The one. Yeah.
We saw that movie, and this old lady was commenting the whole movie. She's like, oh, isn't that sweet? Like, during the most impactful moments, I was about ready to kill an old woman.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there bawling, so it's just like pissing you off. This lady keeps talking.
Look, lady, let me cry and be quiet. Yeah. So no, I love the movie. I thought the movie was great. You know, I felt like I didn't know going into it, you know, how, if they were going to hammer hard on like the anti-technology kind of stuff. And I didn't come away with it like that at all.
Yeah,
you know, I came across it as,
yeah, I felt
as it's
way.
A useful tool, but maybe not something we should be so dependent on. But yeah.
Has its uses if
that, and plays important, you know, that kind of stuff. So yeah. I felt like it did a really good job of having a good message, and it was funny, and it was you know, I think Conan O'Brien stole the movie. I thought his character was so good. So
have you seen his Harvard commencement speech?
Yes, I have.
Gosh.
Yep. Yeah. So I don't think I watched the actual video of it, but he, on his podcast, like one of his Thursday specials, was the Harvard commencement speech.
Like
so I listened to it.
The 20-minute long one.
It was really good. So, but no, I thought it was a great movie. I enjoyed it a lot. Jameson really wants a drone Lightyear, so
that'd be pretty cool. Do they make those yet? I would assume they're probably going to.
I don't think they do, but yeah, it'd be crazy for them not to. Mm-hmm. But what did you guys think?
Yeah, everybody liked it. Katie, Vivian, and I. I really agree with you. They could have I was wondering the direction they were going with the technology. I don't know if I would have been mad if they would have been just completely anti-technology. I mean, it's a viewpoint, and they're toys, and so they're trying to, you know, they're fighting for their livelihood. But I thought it was really cool because obviously those technology pieces, Conan O'Brien being one of them, like they have personalities in the movie as well. So it was, you know, they were trying to find value for these characters as well, and so I thought that they balanced that really well. We saw it in IMAX, and it was very cool. Just in our local one here. Cool. So I think that probably leads into our topic pretty well, if you want to kick us off.
Yeah, for sure. Hi everybody. Again, this is Hi-Fi Podcast, where we rank our top five of a particular category. Each week obviously is a different category, and this week originally we had talked about doing albums that were coming out this year in 2026 that we were excited for, and kind of pivoted towards I was watching some reels on, you know, technology, speaking of technology, and it was like this radio show host talking about their top five favorite Disney songs, and I thought, oh, we've never done that, and I thought it'd be a lot of fun, would be an interesting topic to talk about. So that's what we're doing, is our top five Disney songs of all time. So
cool. So I mean, we've talked about it in the past, you know, we're different ages, and so, you know, we kind of hit Disney at different times in our childhood. I grew up in the, you know, most of the movies I remember were late 80s, early 90s, and so it was definitely part of that Disney Disney renaissance. What was the first one? I guess Little Mermaid was kind of the first of that wave, and then, you know, Beauty and the Beast. Aladdin. So those were prime childhood for me.
Me too.
And so, you were coming in just a little bit later, but I'm sure they were still, I mean, they were iconic, still are iconic. Like Vivian knows all of these movies so well too.
Yeah. Cause I think Little Mermaid came out in 89. Is that right?
Sounds about right.
That sound right? Something like that. Yeah. I definitely remember, I was, you know, younger when they came out, but I remember watching that over and over. I remember the classic VHS with their huge covers that my mom had and all that. So 1989 is when it came out.
Cool. So the topic is Disney songs. Did you have any sort of classification or criteria that you were kind of using when picking yours? Were you just doing animated movies? Were you doing all anything that can say it's called, owned by Disney? What was kind of your criteria?
Yeah, it was my criteria was really anything Disney related. And I tried to kind of pick ones that are maybe not like the first that people think of when they think of kind of like classic Disney or even like, you know, our childhood Disney. So most of my songs are kind of more either newer or just kind of not your mainstream, maybe favorite Disney songs. And I did that for a purpose just because I knew, you know, I'm sure there would have been a lot more overlap. So I was trying to get us to have a little less overlap, but also pick Disney songs that I do really like. Because it's for me, it was really hard to narrow it down to five. There's so many good ones, and there's so many ones that, you know, I've heard 100 or thousands of times, you know. I think you guys do the same when you're at Disney. Like if you're driving around, we only listen to Disney music when we're at Disney. So like we listen to Disney on the way down and on the way there, all, you know, all the time. So, you know, the songs, there's so many of them and they all play a pretty important role. So I was trying to pick out songs that, you know, had some meaning to me or to our family or, you know, that kind of stuff. So that was kind of my criteria. So what about you?
Yeah. I mean, these all had some sort of impact on me at some point in my life. So they all came out during my lifetime. So I don't have any real old ones.
Sure. Okay.
Not that I don't love them, but you know, these ones kind of just stuck with me more. And again, so most of them are pretty big movies. Aren't necessarily the big songs from those movies. These are my favorite songs from those movies.
From the movies, yeah. Yep.
So, yeah. Trying to think anything else. I didn't do any High School Musical, not because I don't think it's Disney. It's just not, you know, wasn't up my alley.
Right.
And I didn't do any Star Wars because to me that's, I mean, yes, it's owned by Disney. But you know, just not what I think of when I think of Disney songs.
Sure.
Although I do have a lot of Star Wars songs on our Disney playlist that we play when we're at Disney World. So I guess, you know, it's just where my head was at when, picking my songs. But, I think, that's about it for me.
Okay.
It's your topic. So you want to kick us off?
There we go. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
And then I guess, If you've got like a favorite line or whatever, you know, I'll just try to cue it up and we'll play it at the end of your selection as the transition.
So speaking of Star Wars, my number five is a Star Wars song. I don't really have a favorite lyric from this song just because...
It doesn't have words, does it?
It has words. They're just... in a different language.
Oh.
So, and that is the Duel of the Fates from 1999 Star Wars Episode One. Again, I know I've talked about this. This was on my list for favorite songs for movies. And for me, when I think of like songs in movies or Disney that have impacted me, like this is always a very vivid memory to me of watching Star Wars in the theaters for the first time when I was little, and this song came on and it hit me. And I love this song. I've always loved this song. It is on my Disney playlist. It drives Reese crazy that it's on the playlist, but I'm like, we got to listen to it. But it's just one of those core memories for me as a kid. It kind of is what drew me into Star Wars and has made me a lifelong Star Wars fan. You know, I know we all know the original Star Wars song, but for me, this was the one that kind of ignited that in me. So that's why it's number five. And I agree. That's why it's lower on my list, because Star Wars to me, yes, it's owned by Disney now, but even when this was made, it technically wasn't Disney, but it's just iconic for me. So. We'll be right back.
So you were saying that the lyrics were in another language, and I was like, what was he talking about? And then I just heard it there. So,
yep.
All right, so that was your number five?
So it's in Sanskrit is the language.
Got it.
I couldn't remember what it was, but...
All right.
Yep, that's my number five.
All right, so my number five is Zero to Hero from the 1997 Hercules, written by Alan Menken. Mm. It was originally performed by, four or five? Yeah, it's the five muses, right? Yeah, five muses. It was originally performed by five gospel Motown it was a girl group known, were they known as a certain name? I don't know if there's a name in here, but anyway.
I don't know. Yeah.
Basically, you know, practically unknown. Their names were Lilius White, LaShans, Roz Ryan, Cheryl Freeman, and Venice Y. Thomas. And they were just amazing. And but specifically, I love the Ariana Grande version of it. And Ariana Grande... loved this movie as a kid. She wanted to be a muse. She sang this song since she was 4 years old, and the version I love is hers because it's just got that Ariana Grande soul to it that only she can do. And
I didn't know she did a version.
Yeah. It came out on the We Love Disney album in 2015. It's one of my favorite songs on that album. And it's just a great, great song. The movie Hercules itself is great. It's kind of a cult classic. You know, a lot of people love it. A lot of people don't love it. I think it's really good, but I think the music outshines the storyline more than anything, especially this song. So... for those reasons, it's my number five, and this is Ariana Grande.
Nice.
That's not Ariana Grande.
I was going to say.
I'm just going to play the first line. She just comes in hot right here. Black Lasso, Herc was on a roll.
I didn't know she did this version.
On a roll.
Huh.
Yep. Great, great song. Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
So that's my number five.
Nice. All right. So my number four is the oldest song on my list. And it is one that is probably so. This is Tori's favorite Disney song. Mm. I told you she told me what her number one favorite Disney song is. It's one that the family sings along to in the car and loves, and just is a classic song from 1995's A Goofy Movie, artist Tevin Campbell, and it is Eye to Eye. We just love this song. We love this version. We also love the Disney Goes Punk version by...
Oh, yeah.
I cannot think of who sings that song.
I don't know.
Something... not a band that I can remember. But anyways, this... so we listen to both versions. There's some debate and dispute over which one's better. Obviously, Tori and I would argue the classic.
Yeah.
The OG is the best one. But yeah, just the beat, just the, you know, I mean, everything about this song is just awesome. Even when it's played during the movie and Goofy and Max get on stage and dance with them. I mean, it's literally like the pinnacle of the whole movie. This is just one of our favorite Disney songs. It's one we always, like I said, sing along to. And has just kind of meant a lot to us as we become more and more Disney obsessed. So
nice.
So Magnolia Park is the name of the band that did it. So.
Oh, I did not know that. I remember seeing it and thinking, yeah, I don't know who they are, but it's
great. I didn't know who they were either, but they do a pretty good job. So. Nice.
All right, so I'm going to play this. Should I just play it from the top, or should I play the chorus?
Yeah, whichever. Either one.
All right, we'll just play it from the top, because like the top is just kind of so cool.
It is. Yep.
So this is Eye to Eye.
Just that guitar riff.
Love it. Love it, love it.
Yep.
Love it. Cool. For my number four, this is one I loved this movie as a kid, but it was really geared more towards girls, just because who the main character was. The movie was Mulan, and the song was "I'll Make a Man Out of You," performed by Donny Osmond. It was from 1998. Actually, a funny thing is how it relates to my last song is that Donny Osmond actually originally auditioned for Hercules in the Hercules movie the previous year.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He nailed it, apparently, but apparently they said he sounded too old, so then they had him sing this song.
Okay.
But anyway... it's like the greatest training montage song Disney has ever. And when I met Katie, you know, and realized that she just absolutely loved this movie as a kid, it really, you know, hit home for me, and I've grown to love it even more. And this is very popular in our house.
It's a great one.
Anytime it comes on, we just start doing the step punches and stuff in the kitchen. Like we were just doing it when we were going through my list earlier today. And just love this song. Another fun fact about this song is Jackie Chan actually recorded the Mandarin and Cantonese versions of this song.
I knew that. It's
kind of funny. But yeah, love this song. And this is another one that just starts in, you know, hot at the top.
Yep.
So this is I'll Make a Man Out of You. Maybe not like right off the top, but like, you know, they got drum.
Yeah.
Up. It's coming in. It's coming in right now. Now.
Let's get down to
business.
To defeat. The hug.
Yeah, so. When I asked
for signs. Did you, by the way, have you ever heard the Jackie Chan versions? He actually does a really good job. Like, it's actually, his voice is really good.
I'll have to check it out.
Surprising, so. No, that's like, to me, that's like Disney's Eye of the Tiger, right?
Yeah,
like
their, for sure.
Their Eye of the Tiger, but no, that's a great one. I love that song. Yeah, just that's one of my honorable mentions. It just got knocked off. So, but yeah, that's another one. Like when that comes on, y'all get to sing along to it. It's so much fun to do for sure. So,
all right. So that was my number four. What's your number three?
Okay, so my number three is the newest song on my list, from one of my favorite Disney movies. It's a newer Disney movie, and it was really hard. There's so many good songs from the soundtrack from this movie, but this is my favorite one from Encanto, and it is sung by Stephanie Beatrice, and it is Waiting on a Miracle. The lyrics to the song and the way she sings, like, you know, the whole song is basically just about like, hey, I'm part of the family, even though I might not be special. You know, I might not have all of these powers. I'm still here. I'm still important. I'm waiting on my miracle, but I'm here. And I don't know, the way she sings it, the lyrics, the way it's done in the movie where, you know, kind of everything's paused and she's kind of just dancing around the family like, hey, I'm here, like feeling like, you know, she's left out or looked down upon or whatever. I think lyrically, musically, and the way it's done in the movie is just it gets me every time. And I believe this one was, I think Lin-Manuel did this one as well, because I know he did most of the other ones, but I don't see who it's written by. So
yeah,
I'm just going to assume it's written by him.
But it's in the credits.
It sounds like it.
On Apple Music.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah, so yeah, this is just, it's, again, you know, Encanto, as far as music and Disney movies, it's one of the best. I mean, there's so many good songs from this movie, but I just, I don't know, the more I listen to this song in particular, the more it moves up my list, and I just really like it a lot. So,
okay, so this is the beginning verse.
Yeah, it's a great one. Yep.
Mad at all. Don't feel regret. Sad at all. Hey, I'm still a part of the family, Madrigal, and I'm fine. I am totally fine. I will stand on the side as you shine. I'm not fine. I'm not fine.
Yeah. By the way, I think this was she recorded this song like 9 months pregnant, so like,
oh, really?
Ready to pop at any minute. Yep, which I thought was kind of crazy. So
wow,
but, cool. Yeah, I just love. I mean, that line right there, just so good. Like, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. I'll stand on the side as you shine. I'm not fine. I'm not fine. I just, you know, that struggle to fit in and find her place. It's just a great song. So
nice. Okay, so that was your number three.
Yep.
My number three is, let me check here, my newest one, the newest song on my list.
All right.
And it's from the 2018 Mary Poppins Returns. Anybody who knows me knows I love Mary Poppins Returns. And basically the whole soundtrack, I couldn't pick one, and I decided to only pick one from this movie.
Yep.
And it's not written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, actually. It's written by Mark Scheiman and Scott Whitman from Hairspray. It was performed by Emily Blunt and Lin-Manuel Miranda and company. It's part of the Royal Dalton Music Hall number, and the song is A Cover Is Not the Book. So it's basically live actors in a 2D animated world. It's actually really interesting. The characters that are sung are like all these characters in these little mini stories, and they're all from P.L. Travers books, which I didn't know. So I'm really interested to maybe go read some of these books now, knowing that the song is about these characters. So yeah, love this one. It's just upbeat and very, it really, like, for a lot of the other songs in the movie, Emily Blunt just does a really good, you know, Julie Andrews impersonation, but like this song and a couple of the other songs, it really helps her shine in her own way, in a way that Julie Andrews didn't do in the original movie. Very, you know, very, I'm trying to think of the word, but you know, almost that Cockney, you know, that the way they sing, kind of as the lower class, you know,
sure,
citizens in London. She just knocks it out of the park with this singing style, and I just love it. Love her. So this is my number three. Side note, we saw, what's the movie that she's in? Disclosure Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Highly recommend. Although Rob didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
We talked about this. Yeah. I know he said that he was interested in seeing it, but he didn't like it. So, but anyway.
Huh.
Emily Blunt is amazing. I love her. And
yep,
this is my number three. A Cover Is Not the Book. Here it is.
Gutenberg was a bookworm, and he lived on Charing Cross. The memory of his volumes brings a smile.
So it's like a slow intro,
stories when he wasn't,
but
on the source.
Jump to
now I'd
right
like
here.
To share the he said cover is not the book, so open it up and take a look, cause under
yeah.
the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook. Chapter titles.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's almost like a homage to Dick Van Dyke. Right?
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, because that's the way Dick Van Dyke sang. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my number three. It covers not the book.
Nice. God. That's still one. I got to sit down and watch that with Reese.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, you do.
She's currently going through all of the Disney princess movies in order.
Uh-huh.
So we're up to, what is she up to? Pocahontas. And okay. She's up to Pocahontas.
I'm trying to think if you saw this. I don't think you'd really need to see the first one. I mean, the first one.
Yeah, I don't think they necessarily build off of each other.
No, I think you just need to know that Mary Poppins is this magical nanny that can float in.
Yeah. And I mean, she knows who Mary Poppins is. So. She knows, like, Supercalifragilist, like that song. She knows some of the other ones.
So she'll be good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She'd be good. So my number two came out in 2016. And it is, again, another, I guess I have an obsession with Lin-Manuel Miranda. Sorry,
he's
Rob, good. I know how you feel.
He's good. He's good.
He's good. He is good at what he does. And it's another one of my favorite Disney movies, more recent favorite Disney movies from Moana, and it's How Far I'll Go. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know if I'm just a sucker for emotional girl songs or what, but another one of those songs about just wrestling with identity, struggling to find who you are, knowing you're supposed to go out beyond, you know, your family story and history and an island. I just, you know, this song is just so well written. It's so well performed. I can never pronounce the name of the actress who sings the song, who plays Moana.
Ali Crivello.
I don't know. I don't even try because I feel like I'm going to fail every time. But she does an incredible job in all of the songs that she does. But this one in particular, I just really love the song. The way it's put together, the way it kind of is her sending off, hitting the ocean on her adventure song. So
cool. So that's your number two.
Yep.
Here it is.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water.
Love it.
No matter how hard I try.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it crescendos from there and just, just an awesome, awesome song. So that's why it's all.
By the way, what were you going to say? That's why it's your number two? Is that what you're going to say?
Also my number two.
Oh, okay. Nice. We did have an overlap.
What were we going to say?
I was just going to say, I don't know if you've seen the meme of the song where the one line, they're like, it sounds like she's singing The Tides Fucking Rises. Have you seen that?
No, I have not seen that.
Oh. And ever since I've seen it, now every time I see it, I'm like, dang it. It sounds like it. I can't get it out of my head. Once you hear it, you can't get it out of your head. So
that's funny.
Anyways, sorry.
Yep. So also my number two, this movie came out, you know, when Vivian was 4 years old, I think. This has always just been prime territory for Vivian. It's the modern day part of your world song. It's, you know, just such a build up to the song and so much emotion going on at this part of the movie. You know, you're crying during it. I know I was. It won a Grammy. I think it was nominated for an Oscar but did not win. But yeah, just such an amazing song. She was 16 years old when she sang this song. And just such an amazing song. Timeless and still just love it. So, yep, that's why it's my number two as well. Uh-oh. Caleb left. Caleb, come back. Hi.
Hello.
Caleb just left.
Oh no.
Let me see here. Did he text me? First time I ever dropped somebody in a Zoom call.
Zoom call, yeah. Is it the internet that went down or something?
I would assume so. He's had spotty internet before, but never to the point we've lost him. I guess that's not true. We've lost people when we've had three people on. We're down to our number ones. And he's back.
And you want me to contribute?
Yeah, now's a good time. You want to pull up the chair and put those headphones on?
There he is.
I brought in tech support.
Thanks, tech support.
Not tech
support. I agree with everything you said about Moana, which was like the first sentence you said.
Just echoing a lot of things you said.
Nice. Yep.
So those are our number twos. We have a special visitor coming in who is not tech
support. Hola.
Hello.
It's Katie.
Hi.
Although you could probably be tech support, right?
No. No, okay. I default to Jay in just about every tech situation. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know honestly what I'd do without him. He's my tech guy.
Phew. Yep. I get to stay around.
You get to stay around for a little bit.
Katie, do you have Disney songs that you want to mention?
Well, for sure. But you mentioned my number one, and I'm sure you talked about me.
Yep.
For the song,
yeah,
I'll Make a Man Out of You. That's my like ride or die number one for sure. but my backup is from Princess and the Frog, and that's Almost There.
I'm almost there.
Sorry. Has Jay sang like tried to sing every song so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were singing along to a couple of them for sure. Yeah. That's why we lose viewership or listenership every time.
Yep.
That's one of the like striving songs where you're the main character is dreaming and like confessing their wish in life. So, and this one, you know, is particularly meaningful just in that, like, I really connect to the message of the song and have always like used it as encouragement to keep going. And it's just the Annika Nani Rose, the Broadway legend, sings the song and is just like it's also
so good.
Amazing. So
just a good striving story for an ambitious woman. Like
who's
breaking out of the norms.
And that part of the movie is so great too, because she's sitting in the building, the torn down, you know, rackety building that she's going to fix up into her restaurant, and she's envisioning what her life will look like when she, you know, finally gets all the work that she has to get done to get to that one place that she's dreaming about. So it's she came up when I came up. I'll bring her back down. Blanche says hello.
All the poppers.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's it. Enjoy,
thank
guys.
You.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was a good one, huh?
Oh, man. Yeah. Yep. I'm sure all the ones I'm sure are awesome. So, can't wait.
That was one of Reese mentioned gave me two. She said Almost There and then Friend Like Me from Aladdin. Those are her two favorite, her top two. So, perfect. Yep.
All right. Well, I guess that leads number us ones. Into our number ones, Caleb.
Yep.
You want to go ahead with yours?
Sure. So my number one is not from a movie, but it's my favorite of late, and it was because of the first experience I had with this song. This would have been not this past February, but the following February, when we were at Magic Kingdom, which was the first time we'd ever been to Magic Kingdom with the kids. And this song is the song that is played at the end when there's the fireworks, and it's Happily Ever After. Mm-hmm. And I love the song. I love the lyrics, but really for me, what it came down to was, you know, it was at night and it was the first time we had seen it, as you know, and I was there with holding Reese and we were watching the fireworks and she was loving it, and it just was like that perfect magic moment that everybody kind of thinks of or dreams of, you know, when they first go to Disney with their kids. And so this song is, ever since then, has kind of held a special place in my heart. And I just, again, you know, when you're there and this song comes on, it is a magical, special moment. And I just, I'll hold that memory on for as long as I can remember. And, you know, we've been back since and seen it again, but like that first time, you know, your first time you see it holding your daughter and that song comes on, it just is a special magical time for sure. Yeah. So that's why it's number one for me.
Great song.
Yep.
Yeah. I played this song when I surprised Katie at our anniversary
party. Yep.
That was the first song that was playing when we walked in, and it's a song that we absolutely adore as well. And I mean, like you said, it's amazing to hear during the fireworks, but the first time hearing it with the lights on the castle and just the whole presentation, it's just bar none.
It's incredible, for sure.
Hard to beat. Yep. I would have probably ranked this one as well, but I guess partially I didn't think of it, but I think I did skim past it, and I, you know, it's just one of those where it's just like, you know, I didn't consider it a Disney movie.
Sure.
Or a Disney song.
Sure.
Even though it very much is.
Yep.
Love it. Jordan Fisher and Angie K.
Yep.
Here it is.
That's it.
Comes in soft.
Yep.
Let's see if we can find it. Here it is. Where is it though? I want to get to the big part in the song.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fireworks are shooting off.
Your eyes.
Yeah.
It's just beginning. Feel your heartbeat faster. Yep. Love it.
It's a good one.
Reach out and find your happily ever after.
Yep.
Cool. That's a great one. I endorse
it. R.I.P. Tom Kane, right? Isn't it Tom Kane?
I don't know.
He's the voice that does the whole, like...
Oh, the narrator?
When you find your... Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he died. Did he?
Yeah, he did.
That's sad.
Yep. Yeah, like a month or so ago, I think, something like that. So.
Okay. All right. So my number one is not that, but my number one is one that your daughter mentioned. And this one comes from the movie Aladdin in 1992. There are many renditions of it, including a really good one by, I think it's Neo. But I like the original performed by Robin Williams. And that's
for sure.
Friend Like Me.
No, the other one is Will Smith, right?
Well, Will Smith
in the live action,
but then Neo covered it on the, on that We Love Disney album that I
got was
talking about before.
It's a
really good one. I think it's better than the Will Smith version.
I don't like the Will Smith version.
I like the Will Smith one. Obviously,
Robin Williams
Will Smith
is the best.
Being Will Smith kind of just tainted it a little bit, but Robin Williams is, you know, it's basically, you know, it's Robin Williams embodied in a cartoon character, in a Disney song. Like, it's just his sense of humor embodied in a Disney song, and it's just so perfect. Love it so much. You know, just the just all the little one-liners that he puts in. Obviously, he didn't write it. Alan Menken wrote it, but like it's
Robin. It's perfect for him.
It's my number one. Loved it as a kid when I first saw it, when that sequence happened on the movie screen. It was just I was just in love with that that character. I was in love with
yeah.
that moment and have been since. Like, it just yep. brings me back, and it's one that, you know, the family loves, and so it's in the rotation. Yeah, love it. So for that reason, Friend yep. Like Me is my number one.
Yep, great one.
Bow, bow.
Wow, wow.
Bow, bow. Bow, bow.
When Alibaba had them 40 thieves, Sherry Zadi had a thousand tales. Master, you in luck, cause up your sleeve.
Here goes.
If it's your restaurant, then I'm your manager. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir.
We pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, the king, the shine.
And then the end.
You gotta do the drum like so, hey-ho. Mr. Alexander,
we
shot two or three. I'm on the job.
You big the dog.
You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't
never
had a friend.
Never had a friend like. So, anyway. Yeah,
I just love that he sings with voices.
Yes.
You know yeah. what I mean? Like, it's
like
so good.
Like, personality in every one of those voices.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. It's such, yeah. Yeah. I think that's why I like his version so much better, because no one else does that.
Yeah. Will Smith's version is Will Smith, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
The Fresh Prince, Will Smith singing that song.
Yeah.
Neo singing that song.
Professional. Yeah, yeah. But like, for me, it's so unique. It's so different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, yeah. Like you said, it is Robin Williams in a song. Yeah. Yep. It's so good. So.
All right. So those are our top fives.
Yep.
I'm going to see if anybody commented on our Facebook post.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple here. So our friend Aaron, who's Aaron Zempel, who's our travel agent friend.
Yep.
She loves Happily Ever After. Yep. Like you said, Go the Distance. And the Tiki Room is her husband's favorite, Eric. And You're Welcome by Dwayne the Rock Johnson. From,
yeah, that's a good one.
Moana is her Moana. Son Felix's. Yeah, so, and then my friend Kelly Werner is our Disney friend, who she's actually one of our friends that goes to D23 as well, the convention out in Anaheim every yep. couple years. They're from Grand Haven. She loves It's a Small World, Happily Ever After, Be Our Guest, A Whole New World, and Part of Your World. So basically,
yep.
you're talking, you know, Beauty and the Beast,
Little Mermaid,
and then It's a Small World from the Ride.
Yep.
But yeah, those are great. Rachel Bell, our friend from the bar and the hair salon, I'll Make a Man Out of You, which was
yep.
Such Katie's, a good one. Like she said, and one of mine. And then our friend Nicholas Cadena said Eye to Eye from the Goofy yep. movie. So
nice.
I think those all check out. Good picks, everybody.
Yep.
But before we get out of here, do you have any honorable mentions?
I did, yep. Color of the Wind and Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Such a good song. Lyrics yes. and that's so good. I had I'll Make a Man Out of You just got knocked out. But yeah, again, such a great song. And the last one I had is Lost in the Woods by Weezer, though.
Oh.
The Weezer version is
both of them are great, but the Weezer
both of them are great, but I really like the Weezer one. Yeah. Yeah.
It's got that Weezer
the
spin.
The Weezer one's really good.
Yeah. The angsty Weezer spin on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love
yeah.
it. Love it.
No, it's definitely the original is great too, but I do really like the Weezer one. So.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Let me get mine out here. I mean,
my list was so much longer, but we'll just leave it at that time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I started with 50. I mean, I just basically said, Claude, give me 50 of the top songs, and it was just like, holy cow. I think I first narrowed it down to like 20, and then...
Yeah, I mean, our playlist is crazy long for Disney, so...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Let me see here where my honorable mentions... You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story.
Yep.
Just always gets you in the feels. Hakuna Matata from The Lion King. Into the Unknown from Frozen 2. Just, you know, I think this song is better than Let It Go. I mean, Let It Go is amazing, but she really uses it all in Into the Unknown. Idina Menzel. Almost There from Princess and the Frog. We talked about that one when Katie was here. We don't talk about Bruno from Encanto. Love that. Yep. It's just like, that was just such an iconic song. It got overplayed and everybody hates it now, but it's still a great song and so
it is.
So singable still. And then Remember Me from Coco. I just love Coco in general, everything about it, all the songs in it, like Un Poco Loco, but you know, you had to pick one, and Remember Me is kind of that one that kind of gets reprised multiple times throughout the movie, and so you can't not pick that one if you're in love with Coco. So can you think of anything else?
The other one I was just about to say was what you just said. I was saying Un Poco Loco and Remember Me, just because Coco's like my favorite Pixar movie, and I love all of it. Incredible.
Cool. All right, so that was Disney songs. My topic is next. And I still want to do a music themed one, and we were kicking around the idea of doing album releases, but maybe we can just say 2026 summer songs. You know, we're well into summer now. You know, we'll just say summer songs. And we, you know, let's not even say this year 2026. Let's say summer songs.
Just summer songs,
because it's a vibe, right? You know,
but summer songs of 2020, it's just your songs that you're listening to in the summer of 2026, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be from 2026, but it's what.
But it can.
We're listening to this summer.
So, summer songs.
We can do that.
Thanks for all the submissions, everybody. Disney songs. You think of anything else?
Nope. It'll be fun to hear your, I'm excited to hear your summer songs, and hopefully people will submit what their favorite summer songs are too. That's it. Enjoy your week, everybody.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com. Or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time.